We're talking with Heather Allison today, Canadian country artist. Now, are you still based in New Brunswick, Heather?
Yes, I am. I'm still in Moncton, New Brunswick.
Okay, Moncton, New Brunswick. Nice place to live.
And yes.
You're a Canadian country artist. Now, we spoke to you before in 2009, and at the time we were playing your hit, I Break Things, and that was your first single. And right now you have a new single out, Tender to the Touch. You came out with an album, I believe, in, was it 2010, early 2010?
Yes, early 2010.
Okay, so is this another single off the album?
Yes, this is the second single off of the album, and it's actually my personal favorite song off of the album, so I'm really excited about it.
Oh, that's really exciting, and we love the song here, Tender to the Touch. Now, a little bit about your background that I find most interesting is that you studied to be a classical pianist and a vocalist, and then you kind of broke off and went toward country.
Yes. Well, growing up, I studied piano, like, all through grade school and high school, and studied voice, but then I just kind of started to gear towards country music, and that's what I found myself listening to more and more. So I guess that became my passion, and now it's my definite passion in my career. So
that's
I really
wonderful.
Love country.
Well, yeah, it's great, and it's very popular all over the world now. I'm amazed.
Yeah. Oh, I know. It's growing more and more. So
what's the album called?
It's just self-titled. It's called Heather Allison.
Okay, self-titled album. How are things going? Where have you been performing, and what's new, and have you been to Nashville? And
well, actually, the CD was recorded in Nashville, so
okay.
I haven't been back since. I'm due to go, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And, I just found out recently that the CD is nominated for Country Recording of the Year at the ECMAs.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, so that's the East Coast Music Awards here. And, so I just found that out a few weeks ago, so that's opening lots of doors, as well as I'm sure it will after the awards. And I'll also be performing down there on the Discovery stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so that'll be, that's down there in Charlottetown,
okay.
PEI, and that'll be in April.
Okay, in April. When do the awards happen?
They're April 17th, I believe. It's
okay,
a Sunday.
April 17th. So that's pretty exciting. So you must be thinking about that all the time now.
Yes, for sure. we're getting the band together and getting our set list ready, and we're pretty excited to perform there, so it should be a great time.
Okay, and how's the band? Any change in the band? Any new members or replacements?
The band that I've had play on my CD was actually Studio Musicians in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
So my band that travels around with me, they're local, they're from Moncton, and there hasn't been much change, you know. They're a pretty solid group. I've known them for years, and we've kind of just grown together in music, so it's great to have them around. They're almost like family now. So.
Oh, I'm sure they are. Good. Now, who wrote the song, Tender to the Touch?
Tender to the Touch was written by Monty Criswell.
Mm-hmm.
He actually wrote the hit for George Strait called I Saw God Today.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, so he actually wrote many songs on my CD. And, he also wrote my last single, I Break Things.
Yeah, that
was... So I was pretty lucky to have his songwriting on the album.
Good. Now, have you started to attempt to write any songs yet, or...?
I have, yeah. Actually, I wrote, I used to write more when I was younger, it seemed, when I was going through heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
And it is harder to write songs when everything's going smoothly. But I am a musician, naturally. I play piano, I write a lot of music. So, I do quite often write songs, and I would like to record my next single as a song that I actually write. So that's kind of a goal in the near future.
Okay, well, lots of goals coming up. Now, anything else that you're planning up for the summer? All kinds of different events, I would imagine, and things?
Yeah, there's lots going on in Moncton. There's a few country jamborees, all different things. I usually get pretty booked up in the summer, so I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. Great networking, too.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Yeah, I bet that you've managed to network with quite a few people since 2009 and connect with this one and that one. And
yeah, for sure. It's part of the business. It just kind of, you meet people everywhere, and every gig you play at leads to another gig. So it's a great business.
Any particular Canadian artists that inspire you?
Let me think. I like Emerson Drive.
Mm-hmm.
I like a lot of, I like Adam Gregory. Carolyn Don Johnson, I love her. I'm not too, I like all the music that's on the country radio, so I'm not too fussy there.
A lot of inspiration, especially in the Canadian country scene. Do you think your background in classical piano and vocals kind of makes your sound unique?
I think so. I find one thing about country music is sometimes you might find you can't always understand the words. Like, people don't focus as much on their diction.
Mm-hmm.
But because I was trained to speak my word or sing my words clearly, to do vocal warm-ups and such, I find that helps the tone of the voice. And especially for performing, it definitely makes the concert better to listen to.
Yeah.
So I definitely have benefited from all my training in the past.
Yeah, for sure. Do you still take vocal lessons? Or?
I don't know. Actually, my mother is a music teacher, so I still have her sometimes correct me, but I don't take vocal lessons like I used to, no.
That's pretty handy. Your mother, it's pretty handy. So I imagine your family is very supportive and excited and lots of
fun. Oh, yes, for sure. Yep, they're already booked to be at the ECMAs with me all week, and they are right down there in Nashville with me while I was recording, so they're usually not far away when I'm doing something with music, so they're great to have along.
That's great. Now, music, that's your main career right now, and I guess it's going to be for the next while?
Yes, yep, as long as it'll take me, I'll continue.
That's great. Now, your website?
www.heatherallison.ca. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's easy to remember. Are you on MySpace and Twitter and Facebook? And
Facebook and MySpace, yeah. It's myspace.com/heatherallisoncountry.
Okay, good. So any plans for another upcoming album, too, maybe in the next year or so, or...?
I'm hoping to, yes, for sure. I'm going to get my songwriting boosted a little more, and I'm hoping to make a trip to Nashville within the next couple of years. So lots to work on before then, that's for sure.
Sounds pretty exciting. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Heather?
No, I'm just I'm glad you guys enjoy the song, and I hope you guys are playing it a lot.
Oh, we are. Tender to the Touch by Heather Allison. Well, thanks very much, Heather, and all the best.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Time for this heart of mine to heal. When it comes to- to live.